Hey, everybody. Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast. What is up? I hope that you are having an excellent day and that the weekend ahead is just full of not just fun and sunshine, but writing, right? Because that's what we aim for, is writing. All right. So as you know, this month we have a little bit of a different format and that we're not using the intro simply because I thought it'd be kind of cool to try. And that's what's great about this podcast is that it's flexible. It's open to you guys as well for your feedback and comments. And this is a change that I thought would be pretty cool. So we're going to jump right in. So today's topic is about writing tools. Now, specifically tools that I use for my writing, but I think that these tools can help you as well. So this is going to be really cool as a resource for you and to get some ideas as to how my own writing process goes and that workflow. So before we dive in, as usual, let's tackle our motivation and our prompts for today. Okay, so your motivation for today is: first drafts don't have to be perfect. They just have to be written. Ooh, unknown, but I love it. I love it. And it's so true. It's so true. You know, a lot of the setbacks that we have as writers deals with that first draft. It's simply getting those words onto the page. And once you get that onto the page, it is just loads easier to run off with your writing. I mean, I also do this. And as you guys know, I do have two different processes of writing, but sometimes just getting down that first draft, you know, that's all you got to do to get started. All right, now for your prompt. So this is a sci-fi prompt brought to you by servicescape.com. And I thought it was really cool. I thought it was super interesting. So let's dive into your prompt for this week. A sentient being has landed on your planet and your civilization's military has confronted it at the landing site of its ship. You are sent closer as a mediator and encounter a massive energy that has no form but communicates with you in your language. Ooh, that kind of gives me chills. You know, reminds me of like the blob. It's just like this jello-esque like type item that's trying to come after you, maybe, or maybe not. Maybe it's friendly. All right, so run with that. I hope that that sparks your imagination and gets you writing. All right. Also, don't forget that, you know, if you feel like you're in a rut, if you feel like, you know, you've been wanting to write, you've always wanted to write, you dream of having that book in your hands, you know, out of your heart and into like a physical copy, you know, hey, book a coaching call with me. All you need to do is go to Calendly.com/how-to-write-a-book-podcast. You can book a 60-minute coaching call with me. When you book, it'll give you a prompt for some questions so that I know exactly how to help you move forward. And then after that, you're done. You're off to the races. So again, like if you feel like you're in a rut, if you feel like the burning desire of like, I really want to write a book, I know it's there, I know it's inside my soul, then again, go to Calendly.com/how-to-write-a-book-podcast and book your 60-minute coaching call with me. We will break through it. You are a writer. You are. It's inside of you. All we need to do is open up those layers and push you forward. Okay, so let's dive in to the tools that I use for my writing. It's also going to give you that process of how I approach my writing. So let's go over just an overview of what I use first. So number one, I use Scrivener. Number two, I use Grammarly and Pro Writing Aid software. Number three, I use Dragon Naturally Speaking. Number four, I use the Kindle app on my iPhone. Number five is my book journal. And number six is Microsoft Word. So you might be hearing some of these and you're probably thinking like, well, aren't some of those like one of the same like Scrivener and Word, etc.? Totally. I know what you mean. And it really can have a different effect on my writing depending on how I'm approaching. But let's go into each one and I'll tell you how I use them. So first is Scrivener. So Scrivener is a writing software that a lot of like novelists and prolific writers use to collect their drafts into manageable and easy to view chunks. The cool thing about Scrivener is that it's really made for writers. It's made for you in mind, which is super cool. It's so easy to navigate and to understand that you can really appreciate how it's formatted for you. So Scrivener, what I do with Scrivener is usually when I start to have a draft, I will plop in my writing text into different cards because I like looking at my work as the form of cards. Some people like to do the outline view. Some just like to look at the whole enchilada and they'll just like go from A to B like that. And since I use the card view, I'm really able to utilize this view by flipping over the cards, writing in descriptions for the scenes or for what content is going to go inside there. Then I can open up that card and add in the content. And what makes that really easy for me is that as I move cards around or I see that there needs to be some adjustments or additional cards, then I can easily add those in and rearrange. So I really love that viewpoint that we have within Scrivener. What's great about Scrivener as well is that it's very simple to compile your work. So once you're done with your writing process or you're done with your manuscript, or maybe you're totally done. Maybe you've already edited it and you've gone through your editor, your grammar checker, everything you needed to add. What's cool about this is that once you choose your compile preference, it's super easy to like compile that into a .mobi format, EPUB format, you know, all the formats that are acceptable for the self-publishing distribution channels, you know, such as Amazon Kindle, Drafted Digital, etc. So you don't need to do any additional formatting on top of that. You can simply export it as an EPUB, you know, a docx, a PDF, anything that you need. They have those options for you. So I really enjoy that. What I also like about this is that Scrivener has project goals. So say you want to write a 60,000 word novel, then you can enter that information to your project statistics bar. And every day as you add more words, it's actually keeping track. And it shows this cute little progress bar that's like, you're getting there, you're getting there. So like at first it's red because it's like, you're not there yet. Then it's yellow and it's like, you're almost there. And then it's green. It's like, yes, you're doing it. You're doing it. So it's really cool. I really love that little tweak that they have in there as well. Now, there are more features to Scrivener that I haven't even yet utilized because just going into that basic entryway is super good for me. So I love that. And I recommend Scrivener as well. Now, I want to talk about Word. So how is Word different from Scrivener? So I like Microsoft Word because it allows me to look at things simply. So if I feel like I have a lot of ideas, a lot of thoughts, and Scrivener is at this moment, you know, it's holding everything, but I'm feeling that artistic resistance, right? I'm like, oh, I have all this stuff to do. You know, my project statistics are not there yet. I have all these chapters. Sometimes I like to use Word for its simplicity. Now, word of caution, make sure to often, you know, every 5 minutes, maybe even less than that, save your work on Word. Word has, in my personal history, known to crash. You know, if I have large pieces of text, etc., it doesn't always capture when I'm writing. And the next thing you know, well, it did not recover that file. I mean, most of the time it does recover a file pretty well, but there are those few times where I had thousands of words on there and Word didn't capture it. So what I really like about Word is, you know, in addition to for it being simplistic, it also has a focus button on the bottom bar. So if you just like want to have essentially a black screen with just your writing, I really like that view as well. And that's also available in Scrivener. But for some reason, my eyes are just like, no, I really like Word. And it's probably because of my bachelor's, you know, in English, you know, I had to use Word all the time. I didn't have Scrivener at that time. So I'm very used to Word. And I think that's why it's a kind of a comfort zone for me. But I do use it as well. Don't let it be a deterrent for your writing. Just save often. That is my word of caution and advice. All right. Next are the grammar softwares that I use. And now you might be thinking, wait, you're using grammar software? Isn't that like cheating? It's a tool, okay? And any tool is helpful for getting you to your goal, okay? So even though I do have my background in English, right? You know, I went through my whole degree is based on that, and especially in technical writing, which means I know how to break down things. I find that having any tools to help you but be a better professional is always worth it. Now, especially if you are producing lots of content or you're on a strict budget, then investing in a tool that will help you look better, be more professional, catch those errors that you might not know, you know, that's worth the investment because you can have a really great topic, a really great book, but if it's riddled with errors, then, oh gosh, you guys, it's going to be really hard to get your readers, those people who really want to know your message. So If you are not at the stage where hiring an editor is feasible, then consider getting some sort of software that already knows the basics on how to get your editing to the next level. Now, what's cool about Grammarly and Pro Writing Aid is that it can teach you some additional things that you need to know about grammar. So as you do auto corrections or you're looking into corrections and you're reviewing them, they usually give you kind of background and some help so that you can understand why you're making this change. Now, out of the two, if you're going to ask me like, hey, which one would you choose? I would actually suggest Pro Writing Aid. Now, why is that? Pro Writing Aid has a really great way of easing into your other applications. Grammarly does have its like plugins and it can have its extensions, but I find that it's not always, you know, hitting 100%. Some of it works on Word and sometimes it doesn't. But whereas Pro Writing Aid, I find that it's working all the time. And I love its like easy interface. Like you just click on certain selections. Like, so if you want to just do readability or maybe passive language or grammar and style, those buttons have been laid out for you. So you can choose one at a time. I really like how the interface looks, but both are very good tools. I have both of them because I run my documents through both. And why is that? Because I have found that they find different things. I know that's weird, right? It's like, it's a software, it's a computer, but it's true. Grammarly and Pro Writing Aid find different things to check, which is really interesting to me. And I'm like, well, hey, I mean, if I'm going to get both softwares to check it out, then even better, then the writing is going to improve. So that's my recommendation for those two writing software programs. And I run my documents through each so I can make sure I'm catching things that my human brain is not catching, because there's always human error, which is totally okay. Totally, you know, something to not beat yourself up on. You know, sometimes we're going to miss that comma, right? But that's why we have the software as a backup. All right, my next tool is Dragon Naturally Speaking. Now, of course, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I love dictation. I love it. And why do I love it? So many different reasons. Because it helps me stay mobile, because it helps me with my wrists and the back injury that I used to have. So Dragon Naturally Speaking has really been a godsend for me, as I have really been practicing dictation and learning how to produce my books with dictation. And there was definitely a learning curve, but I mean, it was so worth it. It was really fantastic. So Dragon Naturally Speaking is my preferred dictation software. I have tried other free options like the transcription of free service on Google and on an iPhone. But so far, I have not found anything that is even comparable to Dragon Naturally Speaking. That is just like hands down, yeah, go with that. Or as you might have checked out in a different podcast, if you have the resources, then you can do a transcriptionist as well. If you're absolutely like, I don't want to learn Dragon, I don't want to train Dragon, then having a transcriptionist is really cool because they can make assumptions about your writing that the software can't. You know, however, you are hiring a person, so look into the budget that you will need when you hire someone. But it has been a really cool experience for me. I'm like, wow, you know, like, you know, whereas Dragon didn't pick that up, even though I love Dragon, my transcriptionist did. And, you know, she already formats and cleans up my documents so that I don't have to go through it again, which is really cool. I love that. So that is a resource for you as well. Okay, my next tool is the Kindle app on my iPhone. So if you're like me, you really love to print out your documents when you're done. I love it. I mean, I've been doing this for years, right? So like I would print out my documents. I would just scratch them all up with a red pen and be ready to go. It is super fun for me, but you know, I do feel guilty about the trees and the ink that I'm using and the environment. So I have had to pivot my writing. So instead of me printing, I am now sending my works in progress to my Kindle app. So there's a way to do that. You know, you can get your document, you can send it to your Kindle, and then I put it on my iPhone. I have the Kindle app on my iPhone for my reading, and I will see my book on there. So it's like as if I'm reading it, like in a different way. It's a different reader's of point of view. So instead of me having to print out all of those pages, I can simply get a different point of view with my phone. So what I do is like as I'm dictating into my headset for the transcription in the future, I'm reading it off of my iPhone. And what's really cool about that is that I put my phone on airplane mode so that nobody bugs me, right? And then I can simply read and dictate from there. And I think that has been extremely helpful. All right. And my last tool is the book journal. I have a previous episode on this and the wonders of a book journal. I love the book journal. I'm on my next one already. It has been so game changing. And I use a book journal to not just document where I am in my writing process, but kind of like what I'm tackling. So if you feel that resistance, if you're like, you know what, I'm just feeling like total crap today. I can't possibly write. I feel like, you know, expletive, 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 and I just can't write. You know what? I'm going to say, write that down into your book journal, tackle that thought, and then write something as to why you should and are obligated to write today. Because as I was telling a client yesterday, actually, she was having a hard time and, you know, there's a lot of things going on in her life. And I'm sure this is true for you guys out there too, you know, especially with COVID-19, there's a lot that's coming in right now. 2020 has been one heck of a whirlwind, an unforgettable whirlwind. And you feel like you're just not in the mood to write, but I urge you to continue writing. And why is that? Because, you know, we really resonate with people who understand us, right? So as you guys know, I'm a fan of Virginia Woolf. And as she writes, or as she had written, you know, her essays, and I was reading them, you know, the feelings that she had in there, the emotions of that, like, oh gosh, you know, like I feel it. That's what's important. So as you're going through your really hard emotions and you're still writing, someone down the line is going to appreciate that. Because, you know, we don't always want to read these happy-go-lucky moments. We can't always resonate with that, you know, unless you're writing about a comedy. But some of the best stories always bring you down, right? They bring you down so they can bring you back up. And just the same with like romance, which is my specialty. So we have the happy moments with the couple. They need to fall in love. We love the love, but then we need to bring the person down. Why? Because it makes for a good story. And then we bring them back up at the end, you know, but we have to go through that emotional roller coaster so we can feel satisfied at the end of the story. So how does this tie back into you? If you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I feel like crap, I can't write today, keep a reminder to yourself that these are the moments where your writing is needed the most, because that writing where you're like, I don't even know what to do, that's going to resonate with your reader. That's going to help someone. That moment where you feel like you are something on the ground, those words will be helping a future reader. Okay. So those are my tools, you guys. I hope this was helpful for you. I'm looking forward to all the content that we have in the future. The How to Write a Book podcast is actually pivoting a little bit, and we're going to have a lot more in-depth topics coming soon. And I'm really excited. It's actually really cool for even me to see all of the cool content that we got coming in. As well, you guys, hey, you can reach me on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, I'm at Maciela Writes. And then on Facebook, it's the How to Write a Book podcast. So you can look that up. Again, you guys, hey, if you're like, you know, especially with the second shutdown that we have going on, and you're like, I need to do something, or I just finally need to write that book, you can book a coaching call with me. That's calendly.com, calendly.com/how-to-write-a-book-podcast. That will be in the show notes as well. So you guys, don't wait on your dreams. You've got this. I'm looking forward to hearing what you write, and you guys, we'll see you on the other side. Bye. Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themaciel.com. That's www.themaciel.com. We'll see you on the other side.